you seek Jesus of Nazareth, be not affrighted. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Reverend fathers, dear sisters, faithful and friends, when I wish you a blessed Easter today, I mean that it is a particularly blessed day for all of us. Our blessed Savior this day, as soon as he was by his own divine power, risen from the dead, he having been crucified on Friday and then reposed in the tomb on Saturday, as soon as he was gloriously risen like a sun from out that sepulchre, he went to see his blessed mother, and he consoled her, and she rejoiced with him. And then he went to see the apostles, one after another. The 11 finally were gathered together, though only a week later. But for those who have been waiting, and still are, watching and praying with our Blessed Mother, this is a particularly blessed Easter. For this year marks the 100th anniversary since our Blessed Mother, shining like the sun, appeared at Fatima. Next month, May 13th, those commemorations of the Fatima apparitions, the Rosary, commence. And today as well is the very day of the death of the little visionary of Lourdes, Saint Bernadette Soubirous, who died in 1879. Truly, this is a blessed Easter for all of those who love Our Lady. But what an age we live in. The blessings stand out the more clearly in relief, surely, for ours is an age cursed of God by his wrath, as no other age perhaps since the beginning, what we read about yesterday in the Easter Vigil, Noah and the flood which almost wiped out mankind. This month, 100 years ago exactly, a president who was elected on the promise of no foreign wars dragged our nation into the First World War. Wilson did. They sometimes break their promises. And over 38 million people perished in that great conflict that opened the 20th century. But Our Lady said, it is only common sense, wars are a punishment for sin. But who talks about sin anymore? In the last century, Our Lady had warned us, Russia will spread her errors if I am not heeded. In the last century, over 123 million perished in all of the wars. And at the hands of communism, 150 million. Millions and millions and millions, the mind boggles at the math of it. Today you may hope very well for peace and for prosperity, but some are thinking, is another war, the World War, the third, waiting for us? The breather we prayed for in November, may one of these days be checked yet further by useless foreign entanglements. Wars. The latest multi-million dollar bombing, you know, was ordered by the president over chocolate cake at Mar-a-Lago, in order, they say, to impress the communist Chinese dictator. But it is said to have been inspired by his daughter, by his first wife, and her name is Ivanka, because they say she was moved to pity seeing the picture of those children suffering in the alleged chemical bombing a few weeks ago in Syria. Beautiful children, the president exclaimed. no doubt, but over 55,000 beautiful children have died in Syria since the government and the globalists and the neocons started this ongoing conflict. Ivanka weeps over the children. She would do better to weep over herself and her own children. She is an apostate from Christianity, you know. She converted to Judaism in order to marry one very wealthy and a well-connected young man, a liberal Democrat who now seems to be running the White House. But while our situation today is more dire, we sense it perhaps because of the crushing of just newborn hopes. At the same time, please consider how blessed we are today. One writer says that no people since the 11 apostles after the resurrection of Christ, going therefore, teach ye all nations, have received so direct and so detailed a mission from God as have we at this day and hour. This mission was the constant theme of those rosary apparitions at Fatima 100 years ago. For if enough would fulfill those conditions, there would, we were promised, be peace. But there were not enough, not even in the church hierarchy. And Russia did spread her errors, and entire nations were annihilated in the last century. Here we stand, 100 years after Fatima. Will we again ignore heaven's merciful warnings? Even as we worry about more wars or even the war, if we will not at the last fulfill our mission. Now, what is our mission? The faithful fulfillment of daily duty as required by our state in life. It's easy to wonder how such a platitude, so mundane a mission, so unheroic, non-dramatic, as daily duty, a mission could possibly come directly from heaven to us. But if you think about for a moment, and I wish you would today on this day of days, your daily duty, I think you'll begin to see if the faithful fulfillment of duty can untie the knot that's strangling this world of ours. Our Lady, untier of knots, pray for us. Wouldn't it be reasonable to say that man's abandonment of daily duty is, in the last analysis, the cause of his slow drift from God? Examine your own conscience. This drift is always preceded by letting this thing go and then that, and then this, well, that doesn't really matter. No big deal. And then finally, where is God in my life? In the light of this, daily duty is not a detail. It is a profound truth. Think of it. The heroic acts of the martyrs in particular, they are over and done with in an instant. Those poor people who had their heads chopped off by the Mohammedans of late. Those who went to church anyway in Cairo last Sunday, knowing it could well be their last, and so it was, their sufferings were over in an instant. But the faithful fulfillment of daily duty, alas, leaves us too much time to think about it, to experience the temptation to weaken, to rationalize, and then to anticipate. One writer calls that the scourge of fortitude. Grace has to be purchased, dear friends, with dry prayer, plodding prayer, perseverance, when sometimes you feel that God and His Blessed Mother are just not there. Fatima's prescription of sacrifice requires that we should accept and offer in reparation for our sins and the sins of the world, according to the intentions of Mary's Immaculate Heart, all of the trials and all of the vexations of our state of life. In this light, daily duty is not without heroism. It's heroic in its devotion to Our Lady, even if sometimes it makes of our life the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. The occasion is presented to a married couple who yearn for children but must spend their lives childless, to children who worry terribly about their parents, and parents who wonder if their children will never return to God and to Mass, the sacraments, to a Christian life. The stock clerk, too, he has a place here, who desired in vain one day to grow up to be a great doctor. The man or the woman who suffers disappointment in love and therefore must spend his lifetime alone. Those who must live and work and die under the anxiety or pain of poverty, of chronic illness. And too, the busy parents who are not unmindful of their duties to God and try to juggle it all in the course of a week. These are the things, and these are the people, which our real enemy, we call them the organized forces of naturalism, you might call them deep state or the globalists, these are the ones they need to fear. Because their evil, which they represent, the noose they're tightening still yet around the necks of those who are still Christians today, that noose will be cut away and those people will be made free, not by sending more missiles over desert, but at the hands of the afflicted and of the impoverished, and of the hopeless, the weak and the humble who are faithful. And I stress that, lest it should, all of that suffering, be wasted. For the faithful, the weapon is the sick bed, the wheelchair, anxiety and frustration and failure, obscurity when you'd like to get a word in, maybe, but fortitude and faith and hope and charity and scapular and rosary. The meek shall inherit the earth. We had a couple of lambs with us yesterday, you know, for the brunch after the Easter vigil. And one little girl who was visiting from out of state, I didn't know about the lambs, arrived back in the Helfta Hall holding one of these innocent little creatures, and I thought it was a doll at first because the lamb never made a noise, never objected in the least to being shifted and carried this place and that. And thus is our Lord, and thus are they who follow him, the meek Lamb of God. The only real tragedy, the only immense waste, the only incredible pity is not lifting it all up to God each day, but leaving it to rot in anger or resentment or self-pity. Faithful fulfillment of daily duty at the altar of Fatima can transform all suffering in every life into into a kind of a crusade. You know, the Muslims call Christians crusaders. Have you done anything lately to merit so glorious a title? This idea of a crusade, crusaders, I'm afraid is lost in the midst of cynical and materialistic people. It's dying out. They've lost the joy of their youth. Maybe they need to go again unto the altar of God. It occurred to me preparing this sermon, if I worry about a good number of you who on a given Sunday will not be doing your duty to God for the first day of the week, the answer is perhaps not to nag you to give God one part of one day out of seven, but to insist that you should become a Christian and that you should convert at long last. Because then if you are, you will give to Almighty God each day of each week he gives to you. Is there a solution for it all? The angel told the children how. Pray, he said 101 years ago. Pray a great deal. The hearts of Jesus and Mary have designs of mercy for you. Offer unceasingly to the Most High prayers and sacrifices. But how are we to sacrifice ourselves? Asks little Lucy. And the angel answers, offer up everything in your power as a sacrifice to the Lord in an act of reparation for the sins by which he is offended and of supplication for the conversion of sinners. Thus invoke peace upon our country. And above all, the angel finishes, accept and bear with submission the sufferings the Lord may send to you. Offer up everything in your power. I could not think of a better little gift to give you today in our customary Easter holy card the ushers will be passing out than the Fatima morning offering. I ask you one thing, though, for this little holy card. Don't put it in your prayer book. Please don't do that. Keep it out, and as soon as you get home, put it, as they used to do in the old days, on the mirror, text facing you, so you see it just after you see yourself each morning. It will help you to seek Jesus. It will help you, in spite of all, not to be affrighted. It will help you to stay with his simple program in the sublime mission that's yours, to know God and to love God and to serve him. Why? So you may be happy with him forever in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.